Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
With this joyous exchange, for centuries Christians have greeted each other on Easter morning and throughout the season we call Eastertide. For us, Easter marks the pinnacle moment of faith through which promise becomes reality. Hope translates to fulfillment. Today, Jesus Christ has vanquished death, not only for himself, but for all who follow in his wake. It is the ultimate cause for rejoicing. Our alleluias cascade forth in praise to God. Unlike Mary Magdalene, the other women, and later a few curious disciples, unlike them, none of us had the privilege of going to the empty tomb on that first Easter morn. None of us was able personally to gaze upon so stark and unexpected a void. Nor were we forced there by the profound sense of absence it had to evoke to question for ourselves its meaning. Yet question we must, because it is only in resolving the absence that for once and always the truth of God's ongoing presence with us can break through our worrisome doubts. To believe is a matter of choice. I can't offer you a tightly reasoned proof that will reassure you that Jesus of Nazareth died and rose again. Accepting that by God's own intention, he passed through the pain and ignominy of death by public crucifixion, in 3 days privately to triumph in the darkness of the tomb, casting aside the burial cloths, to emerge again to become himself the very light so needed in a shadowed world. Alleluia. The crux of believing that sequence of events provides the pivotal, celebratory meaning of it, that God's intention was not simply the vindication of his beloved divine human Son, but of all humankind. Not only you and me and all those we love, but everyone is invited to be drawn through Jesus' actions to return to God's good graces and live into eternity in his presence. That is the gift of Easter. Miraculously, it is in the emptiness of the tomb that our ultimate fulfillment, our wholeness, is to be found. John the Evangelist puts it succinctly, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And from the 6th century come the words of a beloved hymn, Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say, Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Lo, the dead is living, God forevermore, him their true creator, all his works adore. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Amen.